Chapter 4. An Emergency. Sanara, 2022. 2 weeks later, everything changed. I was at Josie's house, and we were playing with her neighbour's dog, Molly, who I took for walks. My phone rang. It was Clem.
"What are you doing?" Clem said. "Can you come now?"
"I can come after I've taken Molly for a walk," I replied.
"No," Clem said. "Bring the dog."
"I'm with Josie," I said.
"Bring her too. It's an emergency," said Clem.
"Is Martha okay?" I asked, feeling worried.
"She's fine. It's not about her," said Clem.
Josie refused to come because she did not like Clem, and I felt guilty.
"Are you sure?"
I asked her.
"It's fine," Josie said, but her eyes said something different. "See what Clem's emergency is this time."
Mum did not like me being friends with Clem either. I had imagined that when I gave her Felicity's business card, she would decide to be friends with her again. I had already read the back of the card and just found it strange that Felicity had spelled truly wrong.
"Jenna, I'd love to see you. It's been too long, truly. Let's talk. F. Kiss, kiss."
Truly is spelt T-R-U-E-L-Y. But Mum screamed when she saw the card. She told me that she did not want to see Felicity. When I got to Cliff House, Felicity opened the door and I introduced Molly. "She belongs to Lucy, Josie's neighbour," I said.
"Lucy Thomas?"
Felicity asked.
"Yes. Do you know her?" I asked.
Felicity shook her head. "I used to know her family." I knew that Lucy's sister Rachel had disappeared many years ago, and she had never been found. Felicity took me to the swimming pool area where Martha and Clem were sitting.
"Dylan's father has died in Hong Kong," Felicity explained. "So Dylan Jackson and I are flying to Hong Kong in..."
Felicity looked at her watch.
4 hours. "Clem doesn't know Dylan's family, so she's going to stay here with Martha."
Clem was trying not to smile.
"So, we need you to move in here to keep an eye on me and Grandma," said Clem.
"For some reason, Felicity doesn't trust me or Clem to look after ourselves," said Martha.
"I'd just feel better if another person was here. Somebody who knows the area and who won't do anything silly," said Felicity.
"We'll pay you for your time. Will you ask your mum if she agrees?" Then Felicity hurried off to finish packing and Clem jumped into the pool.
"So my job is to keep an eye on you," I said quietly to Martha.
"They're all being very kind to me," Martha said with a big smile. "They don't want me to die before they know what's in my will."
Then she looked down at Molly.
"Why don't you take the dog's lead off so she can run around?"
So I took Molly's lead off and the little dog began to run happily around the garden. Soon Felicity came back and gave me the keys for the house and the gates and an envelope with £300 in it. She also gave me a bag full of expensive-looking clothes.
I was planning to take this to the charity shop, but I haven't had time, she explained. See if you want anything.
Then she helped Martha into the car to take her down the drive to her cottage.
There are 3 rules, girls,
she called to Clem and me.
1. Don't kill Grandma. 2. No more than 3 friends here at once. 3. No parties.
After they had all driven away, I told Clem that I needed to take Molly home and went to look for her. I finally found her digging a hole by the camellias where we had found the bone in January.
Stop it, Molly! I shouted, feeling sick.
Then I saw that she had something in her mouth. It was another bone. Before I could do anything, Molly ran off across the garden towards the swimming pool with the bone in her mouth.
Josie. After Sanara had gone to see Clem, Josie did not know what to do. She went inside to get a book and found her mum sitting at the kitchen table looking at her phone.
Are you okay, mum?
Josie asked. I had a message, mum replied.
Please, please, please let Uncle Andy come back, Josie thought.
She held her breath.
You probably don't remember, mum said quietly. But I have a brother. He went away a long time ago. You've never met him.
Josie felt excited. Uncle Andy had got her letters. He was coming back so that Josie could go to university. Finally, her life was changing.
I had a Facebook message from a man in Thailand. He was a friend of Andy's. He said that Andy had been ill and died a few months ago.
No!
Josie screamed. Mum was lost in her own thoughts.
Andy left a long time ago. I knew that he wouldn't come back. I was surprised that he sent me postcards.
He can't be dead. He can't be, Josie cried.
Oh, don't worry, Josie. It won't change our lives, said Mum.
Josie could not stop crying. Her mum did not understand at all. Josie's friends would leave and start their new, real lives. But she would have to stay here. There would be no university, no new place, no new people. All her dreams and plans were over.
Josie, Mum said.
I always thought that he might come back,
Josie said. Mum was silent. Josie went to her room and texted Sanara.
Are you free?
Sanara's reply was worse than Josie expected.
No, sorry. Felicity asked me to stay with Clem at Cliff House. They have to go to Hong Kong immediately.
Josie had lost her best friend to Clem for the rest of the summer. Uncle Andy was dead, and Clem had won. One day Mum would die too. And by then Josie would probably be old with no money. What would she do then? Mum knocked at the door and walked in.
It's about me, isn't it? She said. You thought that one day Andy might come back and help you by looking after me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I never met him. And I never will.
He wasn't a nice person, Mum said, without looking at Josie. I'm happy that he's dead. I always thought that maybe he was the reason that Rachel disappeared. He preyed on girls and my friends. It was awful.
Josie was shocked.
What did Uncle Andy do? And why did he go to Thailand?
She wondered. Was it possible that he had done something to Rachel?
Sanara.
Molly was running towards the pool with the bone in her mouth. It was longer and thicker than the one that we found before. I tried to catch her.
Clem! The dog dug up a bone! I called.
Cool! Clem pulled herself out of the water.
It's probably from an animal, although Felicity did say that there was an old burial ground here. Shall we put it back in the ground? I asked. Clem said,
put it in this towel for the moment and leave it in the pool house. We can decide what we're going to do in the morning.
After I'd put the bone in the pool house, I took Molly home and then went back to my house.
No, Sanara, Mum said as soon as I told her the plan.
I don't want you to stay there, spending time in that kitchen.
Why do you hate the house and the family? I asked.
I don't hate Martha, she said.
That was the first time that I had heard Mum say her name.
I'm 16, I said. I just want to spend a few days swimming in the pool and being with my friend. You can't stop me.
Mum looked at me for a long time. Her face was impossible to read.
Fine, she said. Be careful and call me every day.
I put what I needed into three bags, hugged Mum and left. Mum looked like she might be going to cry.
Back at Cliff House, I put on one of the dresses from the charity shop bag that Felicity had given me earlier. When I looked in the mirror, I saw someone new. Being friends with Clem was teaching me a lot of things. She went to a school that cost over £25,000 a year. Mum's job as an office manager only paid £23,000.
Oh, you look sweet in that dress, like a little doll, Clem said when I went downstairs.
Then she told me about her plans for a party.
We can't, I said. It's rule 3, no parties.
Mum will never know. She's 40,000 miles away. My friends are coming tomorrow, and the party will be on Saturday.
When Clem said, my friends, it felt like a kick in the stomach.
How many friends? I asked.
2, Rick and Meg. They come as a pair. You'll love them. Don't tell your mum that they're coming, Clem said.
Can I meet Jenna? She added.
I said nothing, certain that Mum would hate to meet Clem.
What about Martha? I said.
Don't worry. She won't care about us having a party, Clem replied.
Actually, I've invited her to come for a drink this evening.